This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you know, most people would say when they have the information that I'm about to give you, they would say, you need to sit down for this one. No. You've been sitting down far too long. Faith without works is dead, friends. The fact of the matter is you need to stand up for this one because it is going to get hot. And it is getting hot because there's a concerted effort right now where mayors and governors are attacking the American people. But what I'm going to tell you today, friends, is that criminal politicians don't even believe their own lies. The problem that we're having in this country today is they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to live the truth. And that is the truth of the matter. Now, before we get to this topic, friends, and I got much to give you, I want to give you some statistics concerning the lies that the mainstream media keeps throwing down or filling your cup with in hopes that you'll drink their Kool-Aid. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, and then I'm going to get over to a couple audio pieces as well. But again, friends, just you're going to have to stand up for this one because this is craziness. It really is. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe, friends. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And subscribe. There's 13 to 15 articles over there. If you look at the right side of the page, YouTube, that's the platform that we're on right now. We just got one of our pages that was up for 7 years with millions and millions of views on it. On top of that, thousands upon tens of thousands of subscribers. They just decided to pull it for no justifiable reason. Once again, we're talking to an attorney tomorrow about this with YouTube. We're already dealing with Facebook right now, friends, and we're just hoping that once the domino falls, they're all going to fall with it because these companies are going to go bankrupt if the American people come to the realization that these people are violating our First Amendment rights. They do not have a right to violate the law, friends, in any sense of the word. I don't care what policies they're talking about. Their policies are undermining our Constitution, and I hope that you've had enough. And again, this is why we need to stand up here today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. Okay, go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Okay, go to the right side. Join us on Top Chat. We have other platforms right now, friends, where we literally have thousands of people watching right now. If you want to call in, please do. Stick to the topic, contend, add to, take away, whatever you want to do, just keep it civil. Keep it to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, friends, I want to tell you that if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You can go ahead and look at every state preamble in the United States of America, and it starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Folks, the list goes on. Acts 4:12, John 14:6. You get the point. Let's get to it, friends. It was just reported yesterday, and those that have been listening to me for years, I just want to tell you, here we are. On the front page of the paper yesterday in Minnesota, right, is none other than right across the headline, the second wave. The second wave, okay? We know that this is a plandemic. We know that this is a perpetuated fraud, and I'm about ready to show you again, not by me, not by what I said, but by what another politician just got caught doing, only to further solidify the point that this is perpetuated upon a fraud, okay? Well, I want to tell you something, friends. Pandemic is over, say if Dr. Mike Yeadon, former chief scientific advisor with Pfizer. He said the second wave is faked on false positive COVID tests. Well, we knew this already because do you remember a couple months back in Florida, they had 333 labs that every test that was taken out of the state of Florida alone, 333 labs, every single test came back positive. When people tell me, brother, you know, I have a family member that just caught COVID, or I just got a family member that just got over COVID, I ask them a question, well, who told you that they had COVID? Keep in mind, we had Senator Scott Jensen, also a doctor, online with us several times. We've had him on the show, where he said that the medical industry is trying to coach him and to basically force him and pressure him into actually manufacturing the results for death certificates and even those concerning the COVID tests. Why? Because they need the stats to prop up the lie. The problem that they're having, friends, is they don't have them. So when someone tells me that, you know, I heard of somebody that had COVID or one of my family members had it, by the way, I've only heard this one time, just for the record, it's interesting to note that they need to question the doctor that's already been forced to actually manufacture those records to give them the results that they want. A virus is equivalent to a common cold, just for the record. 99.9% of the people, friends, come out with flying colors, okay? They're sensationalizing this because they want to push a vaccination. And if they are, rest assured, they're all working in cahoots, in concert with the likes of Bill Gates. We're not going to talk about so much of that today, friends, as we are this, because I want you to understand that you're hearing these COVID results and how this pandemic is on the rise again. It's all fabricated. It's not true in any sense of the word. I want you to listen carefully to what Dr. Michael Yeadon, who's an allergy and respiratory therapeutic area expert with 23 years in pharmaceutical industry. He's trained as a biochemist and a pharmacologist, obtaining his PhD from the University of Surrey in the UK since 1998. I want you to listen to what he says, okay? Yeadon warns that half or even almost all of tests for COVID are false positives. Dr. Yeadon also argues that the threshold for herd immunity may be much lower than previously thought and may have been reached in many countries already. He also goes on and says we are basing government policy, an economic policy, a civil liberties policy, in terms of limiting people to six people in a meeting, all based on what may well be completely fake data on this coronavirus. And again, I want you to keep in mind, friends, we have caught politician after politician talk about political theater, the illusion of social distancing. We caught Nancy Pelosi without her mask on. We just caught California governor, the little commie over there, the governor, Gavin Newsom, we just caught him at a dinner last week, social gathering with his friends, having dinner at an expensive restaurant. So do what I say, but don't do as I do say they. We'll be right back, son.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources, not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey, I got to tell you, my friends, especially my faithfuls, I have to tell you that I knew it was Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. Read Psalm 33, verse 12 when you get a moment. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. And we've got much to be thankful for. Read Psalm 104, 103. And, today, I knew it was Thanksgiving, and usually what happens is I'll get a phone call, and they'll ask us, do you want to do live radio, or don't you want to do live radio? And I got to tell you, there's no better place to be right now than with you guys. And you guys are my family, and I'm talking about the American people, because you that are faithful, you that are here today, understand that we are a part of the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12, and that freedom is not free. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do rather than what we want to do. And the fact of the matter is that you are here. I'll tell you what, it speaks volumes to me. And I just wanted to tell you that I'm very happy to be with you today. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you by what we do. And again, we're just showing you in action our love, 1 John 3:18. Remember, Jesus said we're not to love in tongue, neither in word, but by deed and in truth. And that's exactly what we're doing here today. If you want to call in at any time, again, please stick to the topic. We've got a lot of people watching right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I just posted vaccine impact and the pandemic is over concerning Dr. Mike Eden online. So go ahead and look at your feeds. You'll find them there. You'll see his information, and you'll also see, friends, the videos of him speaking it forth himself. What I want to move to next is now this is COVID-19 hospitalizations reality check in stark contrast to the lies that the mainstream media are once again sharing with you, because we see on televisions, computers, radios, cell phones, they're blowing up with the media sounding the alarm that hospitals are reaching full capacity while governors slide back into their authoritarian lockdowns. And the fact of the matter is, friends, it's all contrived. Here, let me give you a couple statistics before we get to some of these audios, friends. So here's a little dose of reality for you, and don't let the numbers fool you, okay, as to what the mainstream media is telling you once again, which is criminal, to say the least. Total number of hospitals in the United States are 6,146. The total number of staffed beds in all U.S. hospitals is 924,107, to be exact. The total number of COVID positive hospitalizations on November 17th in the entire U.S., the United States of America, 76,958. Throughout all of 2020, friends, listen carefully. Since COVID hit, the U.S. never exceeded 60,000 hospitalizations on any given day until November 10th. Okay? Patients in hospitals for other reasons are counted as COVID hospitalizations if they test positive. March 31st, total cumulative COVID positive hospitalizations in the United States is 23,725. Doesn't jive with their numbers, does it, friends? April 30th, total COVID positive hospitalizations in the United States is 123,786. July 31st, total COVID positive hospitalizations in the United States, 308,088. I'm not making this up. September 30th, a total COVID positive hospitalizations in the U.S., 408,649,000. November 17th, total COVID positive hospitalizations in the United States of America, 517,471. So, does 517,471 hospitalizations for the entire year sound alarming? How about after we remove the fact that over 70% of them recovered? How about after we have assessed their actual cause of death, since the CDC has stated that only 6% of death certificates indicate that people died from COVID? Is this what you're hearing from the mainstream media, friends? I'm giving you stats. I'm giving you actual statistics. How many times has the CDC changed their statistics, friends? And they change them every time they're caught. And the only reason they do change them is because they have been caught. They're trying to blow this virus up into something that doesn't exist. And they've been doing it for a long time. And apparently people have eyes, but they see not. And they have ears, but they hear not. Read Jeremiah 5:21. They can see that it's the virus that's not under attack, but rather the American people and their God-given rights that are under attack. Is that true or is it not true? Because the statistics tell us that's exactly what they're after, friends. They're after more control over the lives of the people. I'm about ready to play some audio for you, friends. Again, I don't want you sitting down. I want you standing up, okay? I want you to check this out as well. The remaining 94% of those that have been hospitalized have on an average 2.6%. Okay? For starters, 49.49% of all COVID-related deaths included pneumonia. Not to mention, one in every four deaths in the United States are due to heart disease, and 40% of all COVID-related deaths took place in hospice, long-term care facilities, and nursing homes due to other causes. And don't forget about this, friends. There is a lawsuit right now in Michigan concerning that exceptional devil named Jezebel, Governor Whitmer, because they are going, the people in that state are going after her for targeting the elder in nursing homes and those that have died. Okay? Again, why would they do that? Because they need the statistics, friends. They don't have them. In 2018, there were 36,251,159 people admitted to hospitals across the United States of America. Hey folks, there's 33 million people. 330 million people in this country. Let me say it again. Forgive me. 330 million people in this country. Well, why are they acting in such a fashion? Because they need the crisis. Why? Because as I've shared with you so many times, those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccinations. And what are they pushing it to? That's why they need the extremities. That's why they need these fabricated numbers, friends, because they want to keep inundating you with fear to the point where the American people cry out and say, government, get us a vaccination. Get us a vaccination. Guess who's selling you the vaccination, friends? The very one out of his own mouth, cross-check everything I'm telling you, the very one that wants to depopulate the world. Okay? I didn't say that. I played the audio several times. I played some more audio yesterday concerning Bill Gates saying things are not going to go back to normalcy until the whole globe is vaccinated. I reminded the people that are listening to me right now that, friends, he's not a doctor. He's not a licensed doctor. He's got an investment. He's trying to make money. He's trying to depopulate the globe. Why would that be? Well, again, look at his daddy. He was the one that oversaw Planned Parenthood, who's responsible for murdering over 60 million babies in the United States of America. And it was actually Bill Gates that said if we do a really good job with vaccinations, we could lower the world's population rate. This is what he said. This is what he said. What are you seeing across the United States of America? You're seeing what they call them, draconian measures. Friends, let me just call it for what it is. When a governor comes forth with unconstitutional edicts, such as saying, if you don't fall in line with my unconstitutional edicts, regardless of what all the federal and state judges have already said, then I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to get my police force to start to bring forth a massive cause of arrest because you would not take heed to my unconstitutional orders. I want to tell you this. That is unlawful and that is criminal. And until the American people begin to look at these politicians, because that's what they are, that are working for special groups, special interest groups like that of Bill Gates, which they are, they're acting in concert right now. They're attacking the American people in concert. We highlighted that yesterday. You need to keep in mind that is criminal. I also want to say to the people that are falling in line with their unconstitutional edicts, you are accomplices to that which is enforcing and adding strength to the tyrants. You are standing against American law when you adhere to the unconstitutional edicts of these tyrants and dictator wannabes. Just for the record, okay? You're an accomplice to the crime when you go along. Let's put it into perspective lawfully, friends, because that's exactly what we're doing here. Read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Well, how far is this going to go, Bradley? It's going to go as far as you want it to go, America, until you put the stop to it. 330 million people tolerating the crimes of what? 545 people? Just in federal government alone? Do the math, friends. Do the math. You ready for this? This is where you need to stand up. Another criminal politician is exposed again, not just with video, but I'm going to play the audio when I come back. This individual is a mayor. He is out of the state of Colorado. Minutes before he jumped on an airplane to fly to Mississippi to spend time with his family, guess what he told the people in the city of Denver? He said, pass the potatoes, not COVID. 30 minutes before he got on the airplane, he asked all the citizens of his city to just comply with his unconstitutional orders and his suggestions to stay home and to limit the people that you have over at his house. 30 minutes later, he's busted. I'm going to play that audio on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Thanksgiving Day 2020, unlike any other year, with some staying home to avoid gathering with families and others ignoring the advice of health experts and traveling to be with loved ones.
I know the country has grown weary of the fight. We need to remember, we're at war with a virus, not with one another, not with each other.
President-elect Joe Biden gave his Thanksgiving Day address after the U.S. reported its deadliest day since May with more than 2,000 new cases. And it could get worse. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday published a national forecast that predicts 294,000 to 321,000 coronavirus deaths by December 19th. While travel appears to be significantly down from years prior, roughly 900,000 to a million people per day passed through U.S. airport checkpoints from Friday through Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. A turkey isn't the only thing President Donald Trump pardoned this week.
President Trump pardoned former National Security Advisor, Army General Michael Flynn. Flynn pleaded guilty twice to lying to the FBI about conversations with the Russian ambassador. When the Department of Justice examined the FBI case, it was so flawed the Department of Justice dropped the case.
But give credit to Flynn, his attorneys. They had issues. They raised those issues. The prosecutors went in. They looked at it. They made the right decision when they moved to dismiss it.
Former Utah federal prosecutor Brett Tolman on Fox.
If there's any abuse here, it was a federal judge believing that it had authority to approve or disapprove of dismissals. That's not what the federal judge's authority is, and Congress certainly didn't grant it to him. So this dismissal basically was thrown out by this judge, and he was prolonging it. So I don't see that the president had any other choice but to pardon him.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hey guys, here we go, okay? I'm looking forward to this. I'm laughing because I'm so angry with what I see out there, friends. It is Thanksgiving, right? Not that my dukes are not down, they're up. But I got a smile on my face, friends, because it does not get any more obvious than what you're going to hear in just a moment, okay? This is the Denver mayor, Michael Hancock. He told people to avoid travel in order to slow the spread of the novel coronavirus, which is at record levels in the city. Well, friends, it's interesting because the statistics and the record levels that the media promulgates and pushes down your throat don't line up with the facts. They never do. This is why 94% of you don't trust the media and why Congress has an 11% approval rating. Why? Because people don't trust government. But keep in mind, they're the ones that are continuously sensationalizing these numbers. Okay. 30 minutes after he posted telling people to avoid travel, guess what he does, friends? He's busted at the airport. You ready for this? Go ahead and play that, Judah. Thank you.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock gave you the bird for Thanksgiving, told you to stay home for the holiday during the pandemic, but then he got on a plane to go see his family out of state.
Wow.
His hypocrisy might not have become national news today, except someone tipped off our Marshal Zellinger that the mayor was ignoring the guidelines that he set for the public.
Thanksgiving is now less than a week away.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock.
Do as I say, but don't do as I do. Listen carefully.
That led us to find out he flew out of DIA this morning to Houston. His office confirms his final destination was Mississippi to spend Thanksgiving with his wife and daughter at his daughter's home. Oh, here's the mayor on Friday.
I'm asking, I'm urging, I'm pleading with everyone. Please stay home.
In that COVID-19 response update, he talked about not having a 50-person family and friends Thanksgiving like he normally does.
We're going to be doing a Zoom so that we can at least see each other on Thanksgiving.
What he failed to say was that Zoom would be happening in Mississippi, where his daughter recently took a new job. 1 week ago, the mayor sent this email to city employees. The second line reads, "As the holidays approach, we all long to be with our families in person, but with the continued rise in cases, I'm urging you to refrain from travel this Thanksgiving holiday."
Sure.
His flight to Houston was scheduled to leave Denver at 9:20 a.m. 37 minutes before that, this tweet was sent from his official mayor's account. "Pass the potatoes, not the COVID. Avoid travel if you can." Though the image also says what to do if you can't avoid travel. Here's the mayor 1 week ago.
"Stay at home as much as possible. Put those social gatherings on hold for the time being, including extra care for Thanksgiving."
We asked to talk to the mayor about this after he landed in Houston, but an interview was not arranged.
You were both at a news conference last week encouraging people to alter their Thanksgiving plans and caution about travel.
This afternoon,
yeah,
I asked Governor Jared Polis if he knew Hancock was leaving town.
Listen to this.
Particularly after sharing the podium to announce new COVID restrictions last week, and if he could share that stage again after the mayor's travel today.
So no, I've not had any conversations with the mayor about his Thanksgiving plans and was not aware of them.
He did not address the question about having the mayor join him to promote COVID guidance in the future.
I look forward to having a small family get together with our four members of our family and our dog, Gia. And that's because we care deeply about our extended family, and I haven't seen my parents in 9 months, and that's very hard.
Late this afternoon, the mayor provided this statement, ending with, "I made my decision as a husband and father, and for those who are angry and disappointed, I humbly ask you to forgive decisions that are born of my heart and not my head."
Can you make this up, Prince?
I reached out to the city.
Listen
to
this.
To the directors of all of
this
the departments
is an ending
that the mayor has either appointed or the directors that are part of his cabinet to find out if they're doing as he says or following his lead. So far, one person I found, the city attorney, has also left town. So far, everyone else is still here. Kyle, when I woke up this morning and we see this tip, my first thought is, there's no way. And you make that call and you try to confirm information, and here we are now. The layers of this, I mean,
this is important.
There's the mayor's obvious arrogance and the hypocrisy. There's the
good for them
of everybody who
good job,
is
guys.
Sacrificing this Thanksgiving. Then there's the real public health impact, because is he going to stand up there next to Governor Polis again while they're going to ask people to follow rules? I mean, the first question from you or any other reporter is going to be, do you plan on following them this time? And the governor had two chances to answer that. Mike,
listen
and
carefully.
Fox 31 reporter followed up with it, and he stuck with, "I didn't know that the mayor was leaving," and then pivoted to what he's doing for his own family. And maybe that's a backdoor way of telling the mayor what he thinks, but he didn't explicitly say it, as he has said it to restaurant owners that perhaps want to defy also. Yeah, yesterday the governor calls business owners who are pushing back against health guidelines bad actors. He called people who weren't wearing masks selfish bastards.
Just think about that,
but
friends.
Not a crossword for the mayor.
That's right. Marshall. Did you hear that, friends? And he's using it in as a vulgarity, as an expletive here. And I just want to tell you that you need to understand again who Jared Polis is. He's a sodomite, and this is what you need to understand, what you're seeing across the boards. These people are backwards. They're willing to attack. They're willing to do what they're told. And we're seeing the same things and the same actions from that of Kate Brown in Oregon. We're talking about Denver right now. But the governor of the state said that the people that are going out there and living as if this isn't real, he said they're selfish bees. That's what he said. Yet the mayor's caught. Whoever these guys were, Channel 9 in Denver, they did a fantastic job. Hey, folks, every once in a while, you'll get some good guys. These guys are doing their job, and they did a great job. But one of the show hosts, news anchors, said to him, he'll call the people, in essence, selfish bees for acting as if this isn't real, but he had no crosswords for the mayor who was busted telling everybody else what they're supposed to do, but in fact getting caught doing what he told everybody else not to do as he was flying to Mississippi to spend time with his family. Folks, this is Matthew 23, verse 3. Do as I say, but don't do as I do. What do you need, folks, to understand that they know that this is a perpetuated fraud? They know that this is a plandemic. They know that this isn't real. How do I know that? Because action speaks a lot louder than words. Hey, folks, he was busted at the airport. 37 minutes before he went there, he told everybody in Denver to stay home, to pass the potatoes, to minimize your family gathering. But what was he doing? Just the exact opposite, friends. Just the exact opposite. And of course, the governor doesn't know. He's going to stonewall questions and act like he doesn't have any idea, when the fact of the matter is he knows all the well that they are working on the behest of special interest groups attempting to upend your God-given rights. Friends, these guys, to those that you tolerate, are tearing down the Constitution. As so far as you let them tear down the Constitution. And I want to remind everybody, especially my new listeners, this is criminal activity. And everybody that falls into subjection to their unconstitutional lawlessness, guess what outlaws are, friends? They're criminals, right? That's what these guys are doing, is acting outside of their scope of authority. The delegated authority that we, the people, gave to him. They're using law that's foreign to us against us. And they're proving it every single day. Every single day, friends. Another one busted. Just last week, it was Governor Newsom who was busted, gathering at a high-end restaurant in California, telling everybody what they're supposed to do and trying to get the police to enforce his unconstitutional edicts, only to find that someone went in there and had the internal fortitude to take pictures of this man's hypocrisy to show the rest of us what it's really about. And it's not about a virus. The same thing with Nancy Pelosi when she went to the salon, friends. What did she do? She didn't have a mask on, but she's the one there in California wanting to make sure that everybody in San Francisco and her district fall in line with her unconstitutional edicts, and if not, this is what's going to happen. Well, I'm here to tell you, with the question mark, what is going to happen? What are you going to do about it? Because you don't have a law to enforce, and that's what the American people don't understand. Yesterday, I highlighted the fact that in Maryland, friends, the governor there said, you don't have a constitutional right not to go around maskless. Folks, the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. You need to ask him, what law is it that you're referencing to concerning the U.S. Constitution and what it is that we delegated to you that you are enforcing against the people that you're supposed to serve, not oppress. Not oppress. I'm just curious. Need to know. Got Don calling from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
I'm behind you 100%, and I everything you've been saying is exactly true.
Yeah,
we've seen the mayors, the governors, and it's always the Democrats that are trying to browbeat and beat up people, lockdowns, shutting down mom and pop facilities.
Yep,
and this lockdown is doing nothing but destroying America. That's why the fraud in this American election has to be stopped.
I believe, Don, more than anything, this little charade going on between Joe Biden and Donald Trump is nothing more than a smokescreen to kind of divert and distract the people away from what they're really doing. And what they're really doing right now is they're putting this Operation Warp Speed on the fast track, and they're trying to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated on the orders of none other than Bill Gates. And while everybody's caught up with Joe Biden and Donald Trump, what are they doing? They're distracted from what's really going on right now.
I'm sorry, brother, but I am not taking a vaccine.
Amen.
And when they start to prove or have a proof of vaccine to travel, to do whatever, sorry, ain't going there.
Amen. Don, I appreciate your phone call from Illinois. I believe that you're a first-time caller. I appreciate you. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I got some more audio coming up, friends, from another governor. This one is saying, call the cops on your neighbors if they have more than six people at Thanksgiving. See how this works? We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pillow. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All these different radio voices going on, right? Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to get to some more audio in just a moment here. I got Captain Rick calling from Florida. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Happy Turkey Day.
Happy Turkey Day. Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, there you go. I am doing a little research on my own. I'm a life member of the International Association of Marine Investigators.
Oh.
And I talk to friends all over the country that are law enforcement, that are, some of them are retired head of Marine Police of the state, or they're active heads of the Marine Police. And just asking questions and finding information here and there, sporadic, but putting it all together over a period of time, I really am amazed that people haven't figured it out. Every time Trump went to a rally.
But Rick, we're not talking about Trump right now. Guys, you got to stick to the topic. I don't mean to be rude, Rick, but call in, stick to the topic because I've got too much to cover. And what happens is I got to finish what I start here again. So, again, take no offense because I didn't mean none. None given anyways, at least on my part. Let's stick to the topic. No one's talking about Donald Trump today, friends. I'm trying to wake the American people up to bring about justice, by the way, that Donald Trump failed to bring. Concerning, folks, let me just say this. You guys are all over there cheerleading for Donald Trump. He goes ahead and he grants clemency to another political criminal. I mean, he's got the power to grant clemency and to pardon all these criminal politicians, but he doesn't have the law and 330 million people behind him to bring the rule of law back in and drain the swamp. Would you think? You people stick both your feet in your mouth and you don't even realize how ridiculous you look. The fact of the matter is nobody talked about Joe Biden and his treason more than Donald Trump. He is the commander-in-chief. He's sworn an oath to uphold the laws found within and to execute them against those that violate law, both within and without government. Friends, read Article 2, Section 3. And if you look at the Supremacy Clause, I know that many of you will try to find excuses for him. You're trying to justify the unjustifiable. Let me say it again. What he has the power to pardon, which he does constitutionally, he has the power to grant clemency to political prisoners, but he doesn't know how to prosecute them? And then you wonder why you're in trouble today? Get out of that game, America. You need to take your government back. This is a reflection, what you see today, of not of me or good people, God-fearing Christian patriots in this country. God-fearing patriots in this country understand Isaiah 26:9 when it says that when the inhabitants of the world, they'll learn righteousness when the judgments of God are in the earth. We are the law. We have to enforce the law against criminals rather than put up with these two clowns in the circus of politics that are basically there as a smokescreen to distract us from the fact that Bill Gates is trying to get a needle jammed into your arm right now, along with his little cohorts and alliance across the United States of America, from them that you've been desensitized into believing that are actually there to uphold the law to protect your God-given rights, which in fact I'm proving once again by their own actions. They're not there protecting your rights. They're there violating your rights. So you need to be the law that brings the justice that politicians are failing to bring in. That's what I'm doing here. Okay? I mean, folks, just this morning, I can tell you this. We had another judge doing their job. It was great news. Another judge said no to criminal politicians in New York. And the list is growing. If we have these good judges that are appointed by God, read Judges chapter 2, verse 16 when you get a moment. If they're doing their job and they're doing their part, at least have enough gratitude to stand up and do it on our own in our own backyards. Because they're doing us a favor. Happy Thanksgiving. It's been a good Thanksgiving today because someone understands that you have to fight to maintain the God-given rights that you have. And out of gratitude, they're magnifying the law just like Christians are. Now, false Christians, antinomianists, anarchists, they have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know, because they've been fed a false diet and a false grace and a false love. And they love to talk about mercy, and they've got the mercy upside down on its head, too, as if to suggest that God's going to show mercy to a nation that doesn't even stand up for itself. You know, we've all heard that saying, you know, God blesses those that do for themselves. The problem that we're having here is the grown-ups aren't doing anything but gossiping about the very, you know what they do is they feed on the bone that the mainstream media feeds them. That's what they do. And they get caught up in it. It's circular reasoning. Again, where the dog chases its tail and it never gets a hold of it. Yeah, it's all a political language designed to make lies sound truthful. And that's the language these people are caught up into. I want people to understand that if we want our freedoms, we're going to have to stand up against corruption in government. That's what I'm telling you, okay? Because nobody's attacking us more than corrupt politicians and that of the mainstream media. Here, let me just prove another point here, sticking to topic here, okay? Oregon governor wants the people in the state of, by the way, she's a bisexual. She's a prideful devil. You got to watch her if you can. I'll post these links on all of my platforms. But this Oregon governor is telling the people in the state of Oregon, call the cops on your neighbors. Matthew 10:33, you can put it in the light of Scripture. Call the cops on your neighbors if they have more than six people at Thanksgiving. How come we're not hearing, let's call the cops on the mayor that was just busted flying to Mississippi to spend time with his family? Anybody paying attention to this? Hey, by the way, since this whole pandemic has started, has any of these politicians lost their jobs? Nope, they're getting benefits for selling you out. Luke 22:48. Just think about that. Have they lost their businesses? Nope. Governor Newsom in California, when he was telling everybody in his state to shut down their businesses, guess what? He was found with his business still open. This is what you're putting up with. You're allowing them to wield your chains because of your foolishness, America. This is un-American. People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's what we're doing here. We want to educate you and show you through example as to what we do standing up against these tyrants. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out what the law says, because what they're doing is they're walking contrary to the law that they're supposed to uphold. They want to tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own ugly image, in their devilish image, and I'm not going to have any of it. That's what patriots do. They uphold dying laws against criminals that most tolerate. I just posted a couple minutes ago, what did our forefathers die for? What did they fight, bleed, and die fighting against? The very things Americans are tolerating today. They would have threw these jokers in jail at least a long time ago. But America, you just act like it's going to go away. I want to tell you what's going to go away. Your freedoms are if you don't stand up and fight for them, like an American patriot, under God. Period. Listen to this, Governor.
Okay. So, Governor, thank you so much for being here. We have a lot of questions for you, and we appreciate the time. First and foremost, I want to ask you about the pushback to the freeze that we've seen, both from lawmakers, from viewers of ours, everyday people, in some cases from law enforcement. I'll just read you a couple of examples. State Representative Bill Post said it's not just unconstitutional. It's not just that it's unconstitutional. It's not common sense. Clackamas County Chair-elect Tudy Smith has her now famous quote about being treated as second-rate slaves in Oregonians' own homes. The Marion County Sheriff's Office sent out a press release saying we cannot arrest or enforce our way out of the pandemic. So I know you see this as well. What's your, I mean, just first reaction to those reactions from people in Oregon?
Look. All of this is irresponsible.
Listen to her.
These are politicians seeking headlines, not public servants trying to save lives. My top priority as governor is to keep Oregonians healthy and safe. That's where I'm focused. We continue to make decisions based on science and data, and we want to make sure that Oregonians can access health care, whether it's hospital beds or a nurse or a doctor when they need it. So that's why we're moving forward with these common sense measures
common
that are
sense.
Based on science and data.
You say that they're public officials. They would argue that they're speaking on behalf of the people they serve, and they're saying these things because that's what they're hearing from the people they serve. So for Oregonians who, based on that logic, do feel that way, what would you say to the citizens who are concerned about these restrictions?
Look, we have too many sporadic
Listen
cases
to her arrogance.
Again. We can't trace these cases to a particular source. We have to limit gatherings and social interactions. The challenge is that our hospital beds in the Portland metropolitan area are reaching capacity, and our ability of our nurses and doctors and physicians' assistants to care for Oregonians is at maximum. These folks, our healthcare workers, have been working day and night to protect and provide healthcare to Oregonians. We are very quickly reaching a limit to that capacity.
She's lying.
And it's incumbent upon all of us
to
limit our social gatherings.
That's what they do, friends. They lie.
The spread of the disease and reduce.
Okay, folks, so she's telling you, go ahead, turn that down, Judah. What she's telling you is to turn your neighbors in, and she keeps making reference back to the false data. And she all the while knows it, friends. And then she blames those that refuse vaccinations and to submit to her as the ones that are jeopardizing other people.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.